We are on the 8th of December and on the calendar, 2 months since the Sonoma County wildfires broke out. And of course, we've been so attuned this week to Southern California and what they're going through down there. Hate to see anybody else have to go through that. But let's get an update about the Southern California fire situation. And to help us do that, Scott McLean is here from Cal Fire. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
So it sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, sounds like the Santa Ana winds that were expected yesterday did not materialize in all the fire locations, at least not as badly as were projected, yes?
Not as bad as were projected. That's a very good thing. They're still blowing. The winds are still blowing down there. Every time I get updates from my folks down in Southern California, you can definitely hear the wind in the background on the phone.
Wow.
So. I mean, the Lilac Fire, for an example, down in San Diego County, definitely took out due to 50 to 70 mile per hour winds in that particular area at the time, pushing it northeast. But and it did jump to 76, but that got caught too. So that's really good news on that. Talking to the information officers down on that particular fire this morning, the winds have dramatically subsided. Cannot be complacent.
Yeah, of course not.
We have a red flag warning in that area until 8 o'clock this evening, so we'll see how fluid that is. Winds will be throughout the weekend, Santa Ana's, and into next week now is the prediction. However, in the San Diego County area, again, not predicted to be as strong. So firefighters are taking, as usual, the initiative and in getting in there where they can to mitigate these containment lines, take care of the situation.
How many firefighters are down there at this point, Scott?
Well, we have well over 8,087. Actually, it's the last stat I got this morning was 8,700 firefighters.
Wow.
But you have to keep in mind, resources continue to move. So, for an example, like you were all used to, unfortunately, up there is, in this case, the Rye Fire. The Rye Fire is looking really good. So at this point, when, and it's not now, but when they start demobilizing, those resources will be assigned to the probably either the Thomas or the Lilac.
Yeah.
Again, that's
yeah.
an assumption, but that's how it works, just for one example.
Yeah, but it's so, you know, I mean, it seems like so many, and it sounds like in when you talk about acreage, that the Thomas Fire has now eclipsed the Sonoma County fires in terms of the number of acres burned, over 100,000
right.
now.
Yeah, from 110,000 up there to now we're over 132,000 on the Thomas Fire.
Wow.
So some stats real quick. Six fires burning, 141,000 acres plus now on all those six fires combined, over 8,700 personnel evacuated. Residents that have been evacuated, about 212,000. Now, some of those evacuations, especially on the Creek Fire, have been lifted, which is a significant amount of people. So that was good news this morning.
No kidding.
We still have over 26,000 homes threatened, and unfortunately, we're looking at about 500 structures destroyed at this point in time this morning.
And one of the things that that I've been taking special note of down south, just because of what we've been through, is that so far it sounds like the loss of life has not been reported as of yet. Is that the same information that you've got?
That is correct. On the Lilac Fire, we've had the most injuries that have been documented. That's four civilians. And we're not sure yet, but one or two firefighters. So one of the firefighters is from down in that area in San Diego. So definitely not a comparison in reference to what you folks had to live and are still living through.
Well, and we hope that doesn't change. You know, we certainly hope that, you know, one of the things that we worried about up here, of course, was the officials not being able to get back in for quite some time to some of those burned out areas. And that's where some of the loss of life was uncovered. And so we hope that that's not the same case down in Southern California. But it seems like so far so good, at least in that regard.
Right.
Yeah, that's a big issue. Big issue. How often and what does it take to be, I guess, professionally diagnosed as having fire fatigue? That's the only thing I can call it. But I'm wondering about the firefighters in these circumstances. Obviously, many of them are the same folks who were battling for us not long ago.
No, you're right. We're not going to deny that. It's we work 24-hour shifts, 24 hours on, 24 hours off on the CAL FIRE incidents. The reason we do that is that we want that rest period. I mean, I'm not naive to the fact that it doesn't, you know, that rest period sometimes is not a 24-hour period.
Yeah.
I get it, but we get you to where you need to be to get some quality time as far as downtime, and for you have to give you the ability to get some needed rest during that 24-hour period, and then you're back at it for the next 24. So, yes, unfortunately, we're not looking at fire seasons anymore. We're looking at year-round situation.
And, yeah.
We have to, and we will, and we will continue to do so as far as adapting to that.
And one of the things I know that that CAL FIRE is such a part of your arsenal, Scott, is the forecast. And it seems, as I don't know if it's the same for Southern California, but up here, there's no rain in the forecast. I mean, it sounds like for the next couple of weeks. So
this morning was 70-degree weather up where I live.
Wow.
I know, for a week.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very strange year. And I mean, you know, we think about that now, not just in terms of the drought possibilities, but, you know, the fact that that we're glad on some level because, of course, up here we're still worried about erosion from the the fires.
Yes. Yes. And, we can't minimize that either. I mean, the little bit of rain that you folks have had up there was good. It was good for the reason that it's now promoting growth. So as soon as we get that vegetation, you know, started and continuing to grow, it'll assist in stabilizing that soil. We still have a long way to go.
Yeah.
But at least we've started on that aspect. And, you know, we've got all winter to go through to see what takes place and to be prepared for.
Well, I'll tell you what, Scott, it's been a psychological boost for many of us to see that little vegetation, those green marks sprouting up in the areas that they seem nothing but dark to us, you know?
Right. And as you know, I travel a lot, so it's very, like, I feel the same way. In Butte County, driving down the highway, you know, you look up and it's starting to turn green. In your areas, it's starting to turn green. But again, we can't be complacent. We need to continue those efforts as far as recovery and to be aware of the situation around us when that weather does hit.
And as we mentioned yesterday, you know, there is still a very distinct CAL FIRE presence in Sonoma County as we continue to go through the phases of this.
Right, right. And like I said, it's we're there. We're behind the scenes. On most of this, but we're there to help.
Well, and we appreciate it, and important to us, as it's been, as you can imagine, very, very difficult for us to watch this week what has happened in Southern California. It's a little too soon to be even, you know, confronted with those images and hearing about the story there. But I'm glad that there is improvement and there is progress. We're certainly keeping our fingers crossed, too.
Yes, and you know, with the season we're going into, just keep everybody, you know, in their thoughts, and we'll get through this together. It's a team effort.
Boy, ain't that the way. Scott, thanks so much for being with us again. We'll check in with you next week to see what's happening down there.
Got a deal.
That is Scott McLean from CAL FIRE with an update on the Southern California situation. And it was not long ago this morning that that the president chimed in and said, yes, he has declared a state of emergency in California. Of course, this regards Southern California. Today, the president ordered federal assistance to aid state and local response to for the wildfires that are wreaking havoc down south. And of course, that means that FEMA will be showing up, and that will mean that federal disaster dollars will be available too. So no surprise there, but nonetheless, hopefully it will grease the wheels in Southern California to make sure that they have what they need to get that job done. So we're knocking on wood that the loss of life numbers will continue to be zero. And wouldn't that be a great part of this difficult story for us to hear?